بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of sin and the sinning. Is thinking about sinning a sin or not?
Before we enter whether thinking about sin, deciding to do it and not being able to do it, a sin in itself or not.
Mm-hmm.
Before entering that, we need to understand what is the reality of sin in general before we enter this phase, whether it's a sin or not. So the reality of sin, which in Arabic refers to ithm or isyan,
yes,
means to disobey the order of the master and to slip in complying with his wishes. You see? So this is the meaning of sin. According to riwayat, we know that sin is a snare of Satan. The inner reality of a sin is fire, while the outside of it deceives the individual by fleeting sense of pleasures in temptation of which the oblivious human being incurs divine chastisement, means the fire of hell. The effects of sin, what does it affect? Entails harmful consequences for the individual as well as for the society at large. Its consequences for the individual are, among others, darkening and hardening one's heart, depriving the sinner of knowledge of divine mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine secrets. So a person who has a spot of sin in his heart, he will never achieve a higher status in this manner. He has to ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
The cause of sin, why do people commit sin? Religious authorities arraign ignorance and obliviousness as the main causes of it. Not knowing about something can cause someone to sin. And the last one is the way of salvation. One is repentance, to ask for forgiveness, reminding oneself of Allah, remembrance, a resolved will. If there's anything you want to resolve, you want to ask for forgiveness. These are the main concepts of how we can get ourselves away from sinning. Now we come to the main question. Is the intention of sinning or just thinking about it, is it a sin even if I'm not able to do it? So we have some examples over here that would help understand why would someone think about sin, commit it or not commit it, and how is it becoming a sin or not becoming a sin. So here we have from the book of Gunahane Kabire, which is The Greater Sins by
Ayatollah Dasqi.
In his book, he says that to intend committing a sin or to be pleased with the idea is one of the sins related to the heart. It is obligatory for every Muslim to control his desires. That is, he should make a firm decision that it will always desist from every sin. So when you think about sin, it's already the sin of heart. And the way to come out of it is to be able to ask for forgiveness in regards to that sin.
That's right. So if somebody thinks about committing a sin but does not perform the sin, would it be considered as a minor sinning or something in Islam or not?
So not minor sin, but it will be considered the sin of the heart, not the sin of the action.
Uh-huh.
Because when a person decides something, we have the sin of the heart and the sin of the action.
Yes.
So normally the sin of the action would be equal to when we have this riwayah or the tradition that says that if a person does an evil deed, he will get one sin for that. And the person that does a good deed or just thinks about a good deed, he will get a padash, or he will get the reward of that action, not just deciding it.
Okay.
And if he does what he thought or what he progressed, he will get 10 times if it is a good action.
Yes.
For the evil action, it is only after he does the sin, then he gets the chastisement of that sin. But when he decides of doing the sin without doing it, he only gets the sin of the heart, not the action, compared to the good deeds, where only thinking about good deeds, you get the thawab of doing the good deed one time.
Yes.
But if you actually do it, you get it 10 times. There are some short instances to be able to explain more on how this works.
Very good.
Suppose someone knows that certain person is innocent, and yet with an intention of killing him unreasonably, actually kills him. But thereafter, he comes to know that he killed the one that was an infidel or an apostate.
Yes.
Or suppose someone gobbles up a cup full of liquid with the intention of drinking wine.
Yes.
But then comes to realize that it was a permissible drink. Or for an instance, somebody steals, grabs something from somebody, but thereafter comes to know that the grabbed thing was his own property. You see, as an action, it will seem that he hasn't done something haram, the actions that he did, because it was his own property that he stole, because he drank water instead of wine. In all such instances, since the fellow who had made such a foolish and sinful intention, he did commit a sin of the heart, and hence has become liable to its permission, and therefore it is incumbent upon him to repent.
Yes.
You see, there are some verses to make more understand this concept, is that in Surah Bani Israel, we have the verse saying that, surely the hearing and the sight and the heart, all of these shall be questioned. It means that on the day of judgment, men will be asked, why did you hear a thing of hearing which was not allowed? Why did you look at a sin which was prohibited?
Yes.
Why did you intend to do a thing which was not permissible for you? In the opinion of Baydawi and other scholars, this verse shows that if a man makes an intention of doing sinful things, he will be questioned about it.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I think regardless of the religion, the people themselves can understand what is a sin and what is not, because it is in contradiction with your, we can say, alert consciousness, isn't it?
In regards to what is sin or not?
Yes, yes, what is a sin or not.
It's normally a fitri thing. It's,
yeah.
Any deed that a person does, he actually knows that in its essence, this thing is a good thing, or this thing is a bad deed, bad thing. And mostly in regards to, for example, any law that we see in this world, whether it is, you will see in a lot of countries, these laws remain the same. Uh-huh. Stealing is bad, helping others is good, charity is good. So the reason that these laws are same is because it accepts with the essence that these deeds in its essence are either good or bad. So it normally negates or accepts in what we do, in what we feel about that essence of the deeds.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So many people ask this question: what would happen to Imam al-Mahdi after reappearance? I mean, he's passing life in major occultation. For sure, there will be a reappearance of Imam As. He will leave. And then what would happen? Will he die by natural death? Will he be martyred or what? Do we have any references or we can say hadith in the Islamic text showing us what would happen to Imam As or not?
So in regards to Imam alayhi salam, we know that the Imam right now is in Ghaiba, the longer occultation.
Yes,
and,
the major occultation. Yes.
And we know that the Imam right now is not here. One of the major reasons is because there are still causes that might cause him harm if he was here today, right now, in this present situation and condition of the world. So he will come at a time where there would be no one that could harm Imam alayhi salam. He would have oppositions, but none of the oppositions will be able to harm him in any way. We have some riwayat and traditions in regards to what will happen to the Imam after living, according to some narration, 14 years or 40 years. We have this, that there is no definitive evidence in regards to the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Firstly, the concept of Imam Mahdi's martyrdom doesn't align with narration indicating the general reformation of people during this era. Secondly, narrations commonly referring to the martyrdom of imams can be interpreted in reference to Imam Mahdi.
Yes.
And thirdly, the narration about the martyrdom of Imam Mahdi at the hands of a woman named Saida from Tamimi is a problematic in terms of authenticity, that she will be throwing a stone in a way path of Imam and Imam would be martyred. And fourthly, there are narrations suggesting that Imam may pass away naturally. So we have a tradition from one of the imams that say, once the world is filled with justice, where not even one soul is hidden from his just, from his truth,
yes,
and everybody will know the truth,
okay,
that's when the imam will pass away naturally. And these are some of the traditions that we had in regards to imams after his reappearance and in regards to his death.
That's right. Okay.
May Allah hasten his reappearance.
That's all right. So this is not right that by the death of Imam, the day of resurrection will start, isn't it?
So there are two things. One is that they have said in narrations that nobody can claim when the day of resurrection or the day of this will come. We have different concepts in different narrations. Let's say the regards to the Raja'ah concept, or the concept of it's only when Israfil, the angel Israfil, comes and blows the trumpet, that's when all soul will cease to exist, and then all soul will come back to life, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. But specific day or date, anyone who comes and gives date of this to the appearance of the Imam and the day of judgment is a liar, according to most of the narrations that we have. So putting a date or a time to when the day of judgment will come, it's next to impossible.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there would be no end of the world when Imam al-Mahdi dies.
Yeah, so if we are supposed to see it theologically, and let's say we accept the concept of Raja'ah.
Yes.
So we see that in of the narrations that we have, after the Imam dies, as we know that the only person that can do ghusl and dafan and kafan of the Imam, the shrouding of him, is a ma'asum.
Okay.
A non-ma'asum cannot do the ghusl, kafan, and dafan of Anun Amasum. So here in narrations, we do have some narrations that say that Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his 72 companions will come back. Imam Hussein will do the ghusl, kafan and dafan of the Imam, and then they will relieve the moments of those who have gone in the previous times that have to come and make this right of the incidents that took place. For example, the incident of Karbala or the governing that did not place in their time, that governance period would exist again one more time.
Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till now the episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن